USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Washington Post on Sunday released audio of a Saturday phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the two can be heard discussing election results. Trump laid out numerous examples of double voting, dead people voting, and suitcases full of ballots under tables being counted after observers were told to leave. Mr. Raffensperger later tweeted, "Respectfully, Mr. President, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress, her fourth term at the top of the chamber. The 216-209 vote was closer than most expected.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died Sunday of a heart infection at the age of 78. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The longest election cycle in U.S. history will be decided this week. Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Cruz of Texas and 11 other Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory on Wednesday. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, and that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes.
We will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud.
They're calling for a 10-day audit of each state in question. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A taped phone call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Saturday is making its way through the news cycle this morning. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
A recording of a phone call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was released Sunday, in which the president appears to push Georgia election officials to overturn the presidential election in his favor. The Washington Post first reported on the details of the call. Senator David Perdue says he's shocked that a member of the Republican Party would tape a sitting president. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that what he heard on the tape was the exact thing President Trump has been saying since the November election.
What the president said is exactly what he's been saying the last few months, and that is that, the last 2 months anyway, we've had some irregularities in the election in November, and he wants some answers. He has not gotten them yet from our Secretary of State. It's one reason why I asked for him to resign. We haven't got it from our state legislature because there's been no special session called. And then he went to court, the president went to court, and then I went to court. And the courts have denied us hearings, saying it's more of a legislative issue. So what the president said in this tape today is no different than what he's been saying for the last 2 months.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Georgia Senate runoff elections is Tuesday.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, the lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died of a heart infection Sunday at 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.